Everybody's talking how tomorrow will come, but tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Take a good look around, tell me what do you see? Who would have thought we'd be afraid to be free?
And your styles are pits. Format's dated, way overrated. Every track that we drop is hot, that's why you hate it. But movie gets nicked cause you already faded. Your bus is still a route and yo, we already made it. Me thinking you solo, me master you faded. When you listen, you're impressive. When I listen, I'm just jaded. 2017, great guns and guillotines. International supremacy, running everything we got. One disco win, one Costco win, one paradigm in, one airline in, one global record label, cash is unavailable. You not soldiers, just locals to land. Rappers don't brag about the blingin' chicks no more. They say I got 50 million on this chip in my hand. What?
Time to take you sinners to church now. Worldly, 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 the Lord is soon to come.
Got your dad for this. Mic check, mic check. Yeah, here he go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called
Switch.
Let's get it going. Vibe to vibe a second. This a club, girl, while you arrive naked. Hear that how the veteran glide the record. But don't download, go out and buy the record. Something sexy about a girl on the floor, all her friends around her. I mean real clean, ain't got a touch or nothing. It ain't like I like a chick going chick or something. I'm just a sucker for a hot track. And you're drinking a chick to tell stop that dance. It's a hop and a clap, flip it round. Now bring it on back, break it down. Now switch. Why is it that when y'all see me at the party, y'all be looking like we a movie star? You ain't supposed to be out on the floor with everybody. But oh wait, whoa, y'all forgetting when I was amateur spitting before the scripts were written. First one in, last one out the club, bursting in, passing out in the club. Back at it, this cat is the wit and the charm, taking you higher like a syringe hitting your arm, bringing the fire, making you binge, ring the alarm. Let me see you clap and spin, baby, come on.
Switch.
Oh, you just gonna stand there, huh? But you too cute to dance? Or you scared?
It ain't really that hard to do. I ain't trying to be in love with you. All I wanted was a moment or two. See if you could do that switcheroo. Shut your mouth, fool, get your crew. The thick body and the red one, too. I'll be right here waiting on you. See if y'all could do that switcheroo.
Hey!
Hey, who's in the mood for Tea Connection? Okay, now if you listen to the show, then you know what my rule is. Once the percussion starts, everything else has got to stop, okay? So what I got to do is I got to tell you what's been going down in the last few minutes before this percussion starts, okay? We had some Will Smith with Switch.
Do you see some possibilities?
And Michael Jackson was before that with I Can't Let Her Get Away. And that is from his Dangerous release that came out, wow, it's hard to imagine, 10 years ago.
When midnight rolls around,
and before that, we had Chaka Khan with Ain't Nobody. Tone and the Peculiar People were before that with Neuro Inc. And we started off this last set with The Sounds of Blackness and Unity. No, actually that was Heaven from their Unity CD. See what happens when you stay up late watching movies? Get all tongue-tied and stuff. This is James Maverick, DJ Shungo. Got some more gospel, got some more hip-hop. Woo, got a lot more hip-hop courtesy of Tupac and TLC coming up, as well as some gospel, some R&B, and a whole lot of soul to get y'all week started off on the good foot there. And if there's anything that you want to hear, then by all means, give me a call, 213-252-0998, or if you're shy, why don't you just send me an email? Send it to 622soulstreet@gmail.com. Let me know how you're feeling, what's happening, what's cracking, what's popping, all right? And how's your day going? How's your year, as a matter of fact? How are those New Year's resolutions going, okay? Are they? Really? Is your plan in effect? Give me a call whether it's working out or not. 213-252-0998. Woo! I feel the percussion about to start. I've got so much energy. And remember, this world would be a better place if whenever we heard the percussion start, we just drop and just listen to the percussion. It is our heartbeat. It is our peace beat, okay? If you're driving, just pull over and just listen to the beat, okay? And then once it's done, you just get on with your life, okay? Let's try this, okay? How that works. Ain't you smiling already? Now's the time for me to give a shout out to Billy Shepherd over in Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, Billy has just hit the street in the last half hour. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hooking up on the street and welcome home to the revolution, Billy Shepherd. I'm going to send some California love your way. On the street.
everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California.
Army. Couldn't thank them enough, for real, I feel strongly. Right now we parked in a comfortable spot. By 2004 we out to own the whole lot. Out for the top, to settle for less is short change. So we keep our heads with us as there's more to gain. And with war is pain, so we roll the dice. It's all for the love, but some pay the ultimate price. Check it out,
Jay. They go off when they go off.
comes the tool. Just to spit crowns, I'll leave your head wrapped with jewels. Respect that, even if you don't respect that. Label politics is just a minor setback. As long as we're willing and our heart is still in it. In the marathon, the artists will win it. Even though they want me to bite my tongue, where I'm coming from is like, fuck that, I still vent it. The long run separates the weak and strong one. Never underestimate how deep the songs run. Pace yourself so you can face yourself. Run hard, you really only race yourself, yo. Clap your hands should clap. Expand your team rap and expand the map. With endurance, intellect, cardiovascular, stamina, rockers up, party flow, master yo, like this.
They go off when they go on and on, on and on.
Marathon.
Pace yourself so you can face yourself. Rock hard, you really only brace yourself. Yo, they go off when they go on and on, on and on.
Marathon.
But we don't run from shit, we run to it. Mike run only get shit to run through.
I'm like Axel when they kill Mike for the Barabons. Driven to fight, living in a marathon. Some can't carry on, they're tired to feel ill. But in the end, real soldiers are still real. Sometimes it's just spectators and gladiators. Same party next year, haters, congratulators. Right. Buddy Princess and Jaylee, congratulations. What? This year is less funerals than graduation.
Pace myself, cause sagas continue. Standing ovation, dilated blows at every venue. A new era, place first, stop pursuing. The shoe fits,
wear it.
It's based on you and your offbeat DJ. Anything he plays, sound like Babu. Pull the plug with no delay. It's home stretch, I save my last breath. I push full throttle, no rest till nothing left.
Yo, marathon. They go off when they go on and on, on and on.
Marathon.
Pace yourself so you can face yourself. Run hard, you really only brace yourself. Yo, they go off when they go on and on, on and on.
Marathon.
But we don't run from shit, we run to it. Might run over your shit, we run through it.
Another saga is on. Another saga is on. Another saga.
Come on.
Another saga is on. Another saga is on. It's on.
Check it. Expansion team forever. In the Alchemist. It's the metal.
So get down. Just get down. shall express itself. Take my soul, baby. After life and desire, there is nothing left. Get down.
One day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. One day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Whitney Capitol. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, in every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Don't know what a sliding rule is for, But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
La ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org, myspace.com, blackplanet.com, and radiotime.com. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick, cooling on a beautiful day today. I want to give a shout out to Kim and Covina, who just hooked up on the street and just started listening just a few minutes ago. And I can't just let that slide. I got to say, hey, baby, how you doing? I'm also wondering if you like some Smokey Robinson, because I'm going to play some Smokey in a bit here. And for those of you who are twitching in their seats, sitting at their computer, wondering, when's it going to play some TLC? I'm going to be playing it. It's just cool. I got time. It's those good things you want to just drag out, you know? Got some Dave Brubeck that's playing right now. We'll be right back. There you see, I'm practicing what I preach. I take my own advice whenever the percussion plays. I just gotta just like stop, drop, and just let it flow. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I gotta tell you what we've been playing here in the last set. We played some Sam Cooke with Wonderful World, and before that we had the Staple Singers with Touch a Hand, Make a Friend. And before that, we had an excerpt from the Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Before that, we had Curtis Mayfield with Get Down. Mm! And Dilated Peoples was before that with Marathon. We started things off with a little bit of California Love from Tupac. Woo! So let me play some Smokey up in here, okay? In the meantime, I gotta give a shout out to Crystal in Houston, one of my longtime friends and one of my ardent admirers and listeners to MySpace. I mean, not MySpace, but my show as well. I gotta say, hey, Crystal, how you doing? I ain't heard from you in a while, girlfriend. What's up? Give me a call. Let me know what's happening, okay? You know what? I'm gonna play some Van Hunt for you, okay? Because I know you just love some Van Hunt, so I'm going to put that up in there. In the meantime, I'm going to put some Smokey on. Right here. Right now. On the street.
And my love will be so sad and take the that thinks he's fine is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. He's still checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class, and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a bad ass.
No. Yeah. Let's do it like this. No other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out my door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I was your woman, if I was your woman, and you were my man.
Alicia Keys, If I Were Your Woman, / Walk On By. That is from her Diary of Alicia Keys album. Before that, we had TLC.
Told you I was going to play it.
With No Scrubs, and that is from their fan mail release. Before that, we had Van Hunt with Dust, and that's going out to Crystal in Houston. And before that, we had, let me see. Oh, no, we had the Jackson 5 up in there with Who's Loving You? Man, I love that song. It's one of my favorites, as a matter of fact. Let me see. Smokey Robinson we had, and that's going out to Kim and Covina with More Love. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the show out with a speech from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this definitely has to do with the usage of the N-word in today's society. It is a word that is so fraught with dehumanization that we truncate it to just calling it the N-word. Whenever we post to, like, say, a public bulletin board or public forum, the editing is just kind of like the way it is that it's edited out so that you don't see it. There are sometimes when Aaron Magruder from the Boondocks has used the alternate spelling, which has also been edited out in a number of newspapers. So it's got a huge stigmatism to that word. And in these days, a lot of people don't understand why
there is that stigmata or stigma. The reason why is because the word, when used in context, meant property. It was the same word that would be used for, it would be used in the same context as one would a cow or a sheep or a dog. And the problem with this is that it has gone beyond a pejorative. A pejorative is something where at least you can retain your identity. And this word, when it's used in context, it strips us of our identity. It strips us of our heritage. We are not of Africa. We are not of America. We are nothing. We are less than nothing. And that is why when this word is used outside of, let's say, the Black community, there is such anger. And people outside the Black community are saying, well, jeepers, why? Well, maybe not jeepers, but why are you so angry? You guys use it all the time. So let's, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this. And again, the word is used totally in context. And you can also, and this is something else I've been telling people as well, you can also tell how angry this had made him, how weary it's made him. He, like I said, just because he preached nonviolence did not mean that he was never angry. He was certainly angry, as this clip will show. And I've also got some whinings that I'm going to be playing behind that when I close the show out. So please stick around. And if you have any thoughts on this, then please email me and let me know what these thoughts are, okay? I'd love to get into a dialogue with you. I can be reached at 622soulstreet@gmail.com. You're listening to 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org.
One day after finishing school, I was called to a little church down in Montgomery, Alabama. I started preaching there. Things were going well in that church. It was a marvelous experience. But one day, a year later, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks decided that she wasn't going to take it any longer. She stayed on a bus seat. You may not remember it because it's way back now, several years, but it was the beginning of a movement where 50,000 Black men and women refused absolutely to ride the city buses, and we walked together for 381 days.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what we got to learn in the North. The Negroes have to learn to stick together. We stuck together. We sent out the call. No Negro rode the buses. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. And the people of Montgomery asked me to serve as the spokesman. And as the president of the new organization, the Montgomery Improvement Association, that came into being to lead the boycott, I couldn't say no. Then we started our struggle together. Things were going well for the first few days, but then about 10 or 15 days later, after the white people in Montgomery knew that we meant business, they started doing some nasty things. They started making nasty telephone calls, and it came to the point that some days more than 40 telephone calls would come in, threatening my life, the life of my family, the life of my children. I took it for a while in a strong manner. But I never will forget one night very late. It was around midnight. And you can have some strange experiences at midnight. I had been out meeting with the steering committee all that night. And I came home.
Lord help.
My wife was in the bed, and I immediately crawled into bed to get some rest, to get up early the next morning to try to keep things going. And immediately, the telephone started ringing, and I picked it up. On the other end was an ugly voice. That voice said to me in substance, "Nigger, we are tired of you and your mess now. And if you aren't out of this town in 3 days, we're going to blow your brains out and blow up your house." I'd heard these things before, but for some reason that night it got to me. I turned over and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. I was frustrated, bewildered. Then I got up and went back to the kitchen, and I started warming some coffee, thinking that coffee would give me a little relief. And then I started thinking about many things. I pulled back on the theology and philosophy that I had just studied in the universities, trying to give philosophical and theological reasons for the existence and the reality of sin and evil, but the answer didn't quite come there. I sat there and thought about a beautiful little daughter who had just been born about a month earlier. We have 4 children now, but we only had 1 then. She was the darling of my life. I'd come in night after night and see that little gentle smile. And I sat at that table thinking about that little girl and thinking about the fact that she could be taken away from any minute. And I started thinking about a dedicated, devoted, and loyal wife who was over there asleep. And she could be taken from me, I could be taken from her. And I got to the point that I couldn't take it any longer. I was weak. And something said to me, "You can't call on Daddy now. He's up in Atlanta, 175 miles away. You can't even call on Mama now. You got to call on that something and that person that your daddy used to tell you about. That power that can make a way out of no way." And I discovered then that religion had to become real to me, and I had to know God for myself. And I bowed down over that cup of coffee. I never will forget it. Oh, yes, I prayed a prayer. And I prayed out loud that night. I said, "Lord, I'm down here trying to do what's right. I think I'm right. I think the cause that we represent is right. But Lord, I must confess that I'm weak now. I'm faltering. I'm losing my courage." It seemed at that moment that I could hear an inner voice saying to me, "Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness. Stand up for justice. Stand up for truth. And lo, I will be with you even until the end of the world." I tell you, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Still to fight on." He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. promise never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Sometimes I feel discouraged. And I don't mind telling you this morning that sometimes I feel discouraged. I felt discouraged in Chicago. As I moved through Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama, I feel discouraged. Living every day under the threat of death, I feel discouraged sometimes. Living every day under extensive criticisms, even from Negroes, I feel discouraged sometimes. Yes, sometimes I feel discouraged and feel my works in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. God bless you.
Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a pity, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What? Yep, yeah. Kick it for me one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yep, yep. You gotta stand up and fight, walk into the light.
We're the people, we can do it if we try.
And that's the central theme. We are the change that we affect in our world. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've got some windings that I'm closing things out with. And again, I hope you enjoyed everything here. And until next week. Whew, oh, man. Please, let's be good to each other. Please let us keep the dream alive. And let us all be good to each other, okay? Because we are all in this world together, and you cannot spell unity without you and I. This is James Maverick, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org, myspace.com, blackplanet.com, and radiotime.com. Peace. Harambe.
That change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a pity, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
I know we can do it.